Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from the English Department of St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. Look at our blog sccenglish.ie for more. This is the first of a series of 5-minute talks called 10 Characters from Hamlet, which will not include the really important characters, such as Hamlet himself, since I plan to cover these in a later series of longer revision podcasts. Instead, here are some comments on people who tend to get less attention, but who are still important. Hamlet is an enormous bag of a play, far longer than, for instance, the very tightly written Macbeth, and there are a lot of characters who deserve our individual attention. One of these is a significant man who hardly appears at all, and hardly says anything at all. Fortinbras is the son of a king of Norway of the same name. He is mentioned briefly early on, when Horatio says he is of unimproved metal, hot and full, in other words, pretty impulsive. He passes rapidly over the stage in Act 4, Scene 4, and then returns right at the end of the play, when, much to his own surprise, one imagines, he finds himself King of Denmark, while all around him lie the littered corpses of the previous regime. So why is this apparently minor character interesting? For a start, he is one of 4 young men in the play who are attempting to revenge their fathers, that key theme in the whole story. Hamlet, of course, but also Laertes, whose father was killed by Hamlet, and Pyrrhus, the character described by the actor in Act 2, Scene 2, who slaughters King Priam in revenging his father, Achilles. Fortinbras's first really important function is when he leads his army across Denmark on the way to Poland. Hamlet sees this, and this act prompts Hamlet's final soliloquy. A captain tells Hamlet that Fortinbras is attacking a little patch of ground that hath in it no profit but the name. And when Hamlet says that, therefore, surely the Poles will never defend this, tells him that it is already garrisoned. The captain's words, and Fortinbras's example, prompt Hamlet into the final soliloquy of the play. How all occasions do inform against me, and spur my dull revenge. A speech in which he compares himself to his own detriment to this tender, delicate and tender prince, who, despite such tenderness, is willing to make mouths at the invisible event, exposing what is mortal and unsure to all that fortune, death and danger dare, even for an eggshell. It has been, up to now, the invisible event, in other words, what we don't know will happen, the unknown consequences of an act, that has held Hamlet back. And towards the end of the soliloquy, he says that it is to my shame that he watches all these men going to their imminent death while he does nothing. It is this example, which leads to Hamlet doing something, that puzzles many viewers and students of the play. Just 4 lines before he dies, he says, "I do prophesy the election lights on Fortinbras. He has my dying voice," without giving any reason for this. And when Fortinbras arrives, a few lines later, he says that the body of Hamlet should be borne like a soldier to the stage, for he was likely, had he been put on, to have proved most royal. And he has the final words of the play, "Go, bid the soldiers shoot." Why does Hamlet pass the throne of Denmark onto this militaristic foreigner? He doesn't say, but his final soliloquy suggested that he feels that this corrupt, exhausted state needs the energy of a very different man to himself.